Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. Aquaman came out today, and I'm really excited to go see it. I can't wait. It's getting pretty solid early reviews and stuff. It's been out in China for a while, and we've been celebrating Aquaman and all his awesomeness all week. And so, you know, yesterday's show, we talked about kind of the comic book history of Aquaman. So today, I thought we'd look at the history of the man bringing Aquaman to the big screen, Mr. Jason Momoa. Now, I have not met Jason Momoa yet. They just announced him for Fan Expo Dallas. He's coming back this year. So I think I'm going to go ahead and meet him this time, because he seems like a really cool guy. And, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Let's kind of look at where he came from and stuff. So he was born, his full name is Joseph Jason Namakea Momoa, and he was born August 1st, 1979 in Honolulu, Hawaii. So that, and as we see in a minute, he does a lot of Hawaiian roles, and not like the King's Hawaiian roles, but plays a lot of Hawaiian parts. He's an only child. His mom was a photographer and his dad was a painter. So a lot of art in his home and everything. He was raised in Iowa, Norwalk, Iowa. And his family, his dad is a Native Hawaiian. His mom is Native American and German and Irish. So it's kind of a mixing pot. It was really cool. You know, he gets to experience a lot of different cultures and everything. And what I think is incredibly awesome and appropriate, when he graduated high school, when he was going to college, he actually studied marine biology. So he wanted to be his own Aquaman, I guess, down in Florida. And he just loved painting and loved art and everything. And he started acting in 1998. That's when he was discovered, and he was started modeling and everything. He was Hawaii's Model of the Year in 1999. So he was, you know, 19, 20 years old at the time. And he was cast in Baywatch Hawaii, because there used to be all sorts of Baywatches. There was Baywatch Nights and Baywatch Hawaii and everything. He was in that one for a couple of years. And then after that, he would go to be on a show called North Shore, which I don't remember this show at all, but I kind of want to look it up. It was only one season, 21 episodes, but it had Jason Momoa and also had James Remar in it, and I like him a lot. And it took place, it was set on the North Shore of Oahu in Hawaii, and it's about a resort there and or something. So that was, again, Hawaiian stuff is where you see him a lot. And after that, he would go on, and he was in Stargate Atlantis for 73 episodes. So a long, long time there. And that's where, you know, he really kind of got his start. And that was from 2005 to 2009. And during this time, he had something happen to him, and it's part of his, like, signature look, that big scar he has over his left eye. So in November of 2008, he got in a bar fight, and a broken beer glass, like, this dude attacked him with it. He had to get 140 stitches and reconstructive surgery. So that's where he got it. If you go back and watch him, his older stuff, he doesn't have it. He also used to have dreads. That was pretty cool. And but he got rid of them because he said they were too heavy. And it's a bar fight. So again, he's just really playing up to this Aquaman role between the marine biology and the drinking and the bar fight and everything. It's pretty cool. Then he would go on to be in Game of Thrones. He was in 10 episodes of Game of Thrones, and that's where he got a lot of awards and recognition. That's also when he was in Conan the Barbarian. He played Conan, and it was kind of a reboot. It didn't do quite as well as people had hoped, but it was a fun movie. I mean, it's Conan. What do you expect? And he's been in random things kind of ever since then. Frontier on Netflix, which he got nominated for a lead actor award and everything. And he became part of the DC Extended Universe in 2016 when he showed up in Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. And, you know, then he was in Justice League, and now he's in Aquaman. Been in a few other movies. Once Upon a Time in Venice, if you haven't checked that out. It's also got Bruce Willis in it. Actually, it's got a whole lot of people in it. John Goodman's in it, Famke Janssen, Adam Goldberg. Like, it's definitely worth checking out. And also during all of this, he met his now wife, Lisa Bonet, who was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. And then on A Different World after that. They met back in 2005 and got married in 2017. But they'd been together the whole time. And they have had a daughter back in 2007 and a son in 2008. And their son has a cool... His name is Nakoa Wolf Manakaupo Namakea Momoa, which basically means, like, this strength of the rain in the dark, there's a wolf. And so it's really neat. And that's really about it. You know, he is into a lot of stuff. He does martial arts. He's got tattoos, and some of his tattoos are pretty cool. Like, he has one that's in French that he has with his stepdaughter, who is Zoe Kravitz. And Game of Thrones guy, Jimmy Sives. And it's in French, and it says, Être toujours ivre, which means always be drunk. I think that's kind of funny. And he has Pride of the Gypsies on him. That's his production company. Because he actually wrote, directed, and starred in a movie called... It was Road to Paloma. And, or he didn't, he just co-wrote that one. And he does a lot of other stuff. There was a movie called Debug that he did with some of his Stargate people and everything. And just, you know, just always does all sorts of cool stuff. And I think that's why people love him, is he is so well-rounded, I guess, is the best way to describe it. And you see all sorts of fun pictures from conventions with him there. You know, the whole where he's pushing the boyfriend away, or the husband, and hugging the girl. You see the videos of him drinking beers and throwing axes. And just seems like a really down-to-earth guy to have all the celebrity that he does. So that's why I really look forward to meeting him. But let us know, what's your favorite Jason Momoa role? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Also, make sure to subscribe to our channel. That way you get all the shows and all the updates. It's a lot of fun. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Born on the wrong side of the ocean, with all the tides against you never thought